Bushu and the Noe Magani Dug, Beshagu Benesia Kwe Indigo Mong and Du Dame, Elaine Fleming and Dishna Kaz, Ga Osasquatcha Mekag, Indun Jaba, Ga Mesqua Wako Kag and Da. Oh, I'm sorry if I'm stumbling over the Ojibwe language this morning. You know, my mother is a fluent speaker of the Ojibwe language. And she was raised out at the mission area, and she went to a day school out there. And then when she graduated from that school, she was given that choice of going to a public school or off to a boarding school. And she chose a boarding school, and from there she graduated. My father, too, he was a fluent speaker, but he began his boarding school experiences at the age of 5 years old. And one of the things, as we know as Ojibwe people, that during the assimilation period, that it was very important for them to have us learn how to speak the English language. And so many of us were not taught to speak our own language. But I'm so grateful that that circle is being completed again, and we are once again learning our language. But I just want to apologize for my problems with the language, but I am trying. So going back to that 1889 Nelson Act and the council meetings that were held at Lake Winnipegosish. And again, with the Nelson Act, when they had enacted the Allotment Act in 1887, and in 1889, the Ojibwe people had to agree to the Allotment Act. And so in the Nelson Act, a three-man commission went around, and they got the Ojibwe people, they had to do a census of them so they would know how much land was to be allotted, and also to get them to agree to the Allotment Act, and also to encourage them to remove to White Earth. So at that second council meeting at Lake Winnipegosish that was held on September 2nd, of 1889, Chief Shokagishik had been talking, and he had been talking about the dam that had been built at Lake Winnipegosish and the damage that was caused there by the overflow of the dam. And Mekwamewab, he agreed with the chief. He said, quote, "They told me there is a great deal of work to be done. They told me they would never shut the gates for good. We have been waiting very patiently for the payment of the damages done to us. And it has been a great damage that has been done to us." And I will talk about those damages in a little while. But Mekwamewab, he also talked about the ricing. You see, it was September 2nd, and that is ricing time for us. And that was our greatest subsistence at the time. It was something that we could harvest. We could use it to to feed ourselves and also to barter with. And it was the one thing they knew they could depend on. And the Winnipegosish people were saying that it's not right that you should call us from this time of ricing to come here across this big lake and meet with you. You should have done it at a different time. And that was the morning session. In the afternoon session, Shokagishik, he asked the commission to stay with them another day. He said, "Let us meet tomorrow again so that we can discuss these important matters." But Rice said that they would try to get things done the same day, Commissioner Rice. And Rice said, quote, "In regard to the reservoir dams, we wish you to distinctly understand that is not written in this paper. You only have our opinion and our word to do all that we possibly can to help you through with it. About your having your homes here and your farming lands and your getting the money, of that there is no doubt or question." And so again, he goes back to the prior complaints and promises made before this particular meeting about the Nelson Act. At that point, the Winnebagoches Ojibwe, they begin to touch the pen, and they all touched the pen in agreement to the Nelson Act. And it was then, I think, that the talk continued, and the Winnebagoches Ojibwe began to get to the heart of the matter. He, Shokagishik, he talks about the death that was brought to the Winnebagoches people by the sickness, the smallpox. And he wanted to give thanks for a physician that was a Leech Lake doctor. He was a doctor at Leech Lake, and he was very well known. And he had come to help the Ojibwe at Winnebagoches during their time of sickness. And he said that he told the commissioners, if you want to please the Indians, try to get him there. And this doctor, his name was James R. Walker, but he was residing at that particular time in Excelsior, Minnesota. But it's of note that the people at this time were asking for medical services for the help with their physical ailments. Other things that were of importance to the Ojibwe at the time were the annuity payments that were being made late. And the Ojibwe at Winnebagoches, they talk about the young and the old that have to go across that big lake, Winnebagoches. And sometimes they would perish in the cold. And they had to cross that lake so that they could go to get their annuity payments. He talked about the Winnebagoches people who couldn't go because of the cold. The women with children who had no husbands. They talked about the sick Ojibwe and the children who can't go and they're left behind because there is no one to stay behind with them to take care of them. The Ojibwe at Winnebagoches talked about how they had to be present at the pay table or they would get nothing, and then they would suffer all winter long. And they asked about those ones who were called invalids. They said, you know, we have told you that there are invalids. This person is an invalid, and they can't get here for their annuity payment, but you don't listen to us. And then that name disappears from the roll. And they ask, what killed it? They said, the cold and the suffering, that's what killed it. And then they said, and then that money for those people who can't get to their annuities to be paid out, that money, it goes back into the treasury of the U.S. And another great concern was the gardens that were lost because of the overflow. They said at Winnebagoches that the people who had lost their gardens, that they should be paid damages for the labor and expenses that they had put into the gardens. Iabens, Little Buck, he said, quote, there is a certain about money which will be paid pro rata on account of the damages done by the overflow, and some will be paid who have not an inch of cultivated land. They will receive as much as those who have farms destroyed. We think those who have lost farms ought to get something extra for the amount of their personal damages, end quote. And so the Winnebagoches Ojibwe, they petitioned for damages for their gardens that were lost because of the flooding caused by the dam. In the evening session on that second day, Iabens, he continued to talk, and he talked about the graves in the cemeteries. He said, quote, these graves and cemeteries should be all removed at the government's expense to some higher ground, where they had been washed out by the overflow caused by the dams. The Indians here and at Leech Lake and at Raven's Point were promised the same thing, and the Northwest Commission made the same promises. The Northwest Commission examined the graves in three places and saw the bones sticking out of the ground where they had been washed out by the waves. The Indians, who had fathers and mothers and children buried there, were very much pleased to hear the Simpson Commission speak as they did. They made a promise that these coffins were taken up and buried on high ground decently. It pleased every Indian who had any dead relatives, but the promise was all we ever saw of it. End quote. And Eabane's little buck, he continued on, quote, there is no one who knows the number of graves in this condition, but there is a large number. The covering of the graves and the coffins have in large numbers drifted out onto the waters of the lake. The cemeteries are now just as level as this ground here, nothing to show what was there. This was at the mouth of Third River and at the mouth of Cutfoot Sioux River, and also right alongside of the Michizibi River here. We bring this to your notice, as we would like to have action taken in the matter, although I don't think it would be of any use now, as the bones are all scattered. The skulls are here and there along the river. The skulls are here and there along the river. End quote by Enabians. And so I just go back to that whole thought about values and about telling the truth, Debwe, when the Winnebagoshish Ojibwe, they did that when they talked about their concerns about the overflow of the lake caused by the dams, about the loss of the gardens, about the troubles with the annuity payments. And they asked for justice. So I say, Miigwech to the Winnebagoshish Ojibwe. Chimigwej bisendawi yeg.